Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very wonderful divine day, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity as we are moving further and further within our inner landscape where life is occurring right here, right now. And thank you so much for being here today. Whenever you're listening to this, know that the energy has been set and you can choose to receive whenever you're listening as I open up some more curtains around the house. What a glorious morning it is. Scurrily busying myself around the house, getting ready for company next week, which will be a real treat. And a real blessing to have some family in. How fun. My little sister's coming. And we are looking forward to having a wonderful time together. And I hope that you, wherever you are today, that you're having a wonderful time as best you can, no matter what is occurring. So let's get at it today. Today on this amazing day. I've been writing all morning my 7 days and 7 ways to move into mastery. So many of us are fearful to take up that mantle of mastery. And so what happens is we live really in fear. We don't recognize our power to co-create something even better in this life. And as women, the time is now. We have been called upon to heal ourselves for the benefit of all beings. And if we're not willing to heal ourselves, we can't get to purpose. If we only have a limited belief in our power, then we are really not honoring our journey here. Through connecting with the divine feminine, not man, woman, this is the masculine, feminine energies, the divine masculine, divine feminine energy, beyond all of the labels that we have for whatever it is, our perception on that. And this divine feminine energy that came across the earth plane on 12-12-12, we are stepping more into our mastery each day. We are realizing that we may not be living our own truth. We may not be living our true vision of ourselves for ourselves. We're really kind of living someone else's dream, you know. There was always a thing, you must be a doctor, you must marry a doctor, you must have children, you must access all of these processes that were dictated to us by supposedly well-meaning adults who were really not living their truth of who they really were or are. And so then we kind of slam that upon others, don't we? And as your wellness coach and spiritual mentor, it is my great joy to begin to poke you into and prod you in a loving, light manner, of course, although I can be a very tough teacher. it is in a manner, though, for your growth, your spiritual growth. You know, you might have all the MBAs, the PhDs, whatever it is, all of the initials behind your name. That's not who you really are. My great joy is to help you begin to access higher realms of awareness beyond the physical landscape by going within, making the direct connection, using our simple practice every day, and loving our humanness, and loving others' humanness, and realizing that each person is on their own journey. And when we have the wisdom and the groundedness and the peace of mind and the presence to say, there is something greater, it begins to bubble up from within. We begin to get clearer every day. And then we begin to have the confidence to assert ourselves in a manner that is congruent with our true purpose. We let the naysayers and the gossipers and the judgers do their thing. You know, I was doing some tapping this morning because we're all on this journey. We never get to the destination, right? Or when we do, we don't need our breathwork practice anymore. And oftentimes we get paralyzed within, caught in that excruciating minutiae of our perception of what others may be saying about us. That might be less than wonderful. And I've been getting some great responses. Thank you so much, everyone, for letting me know that you're catching the radio shows and you're enjoying that. And we all need that. We all want that validation. And so we begin to seek and find the tribe that will validate us and that we can validate or celebrate. We want to be so supportive of each other through this very delicate process because we're like the little new little chickadees that just come on to, you know, just crack open the egg, and we're so fragile. We're so delicate. And there's the mama or the coach or the support team that feeds us just what we need when we need it. We open our mouth and all that we need is given to us. That's what this creation that we're expanding into, effortless expansion into who we're becoming, is. It's the support structure, it's the framework, it's the blueprint, it's the template that we use every single day. We reach into our arsenal and we pull out the EFT. Or we reach into our arsenal, we pull out nourishment and nurturance, food frequency for life, breathwork, hydration, super high quality movement. Not just spiraling energetic balls of nervous tension that isn't harnessed. We want to harness that so that we can begin to experience greater, greater, and greater. And to realize that we're worthy. As women, we're often tied to this belief in our lack of worth. We've bought into it. And as men, too, as humans, let's just say as humans. You know, I recognize and connect more with this woman's frequency because I work more with women, and always it comes back to this lack of value or lack of belief in their worth. They're just their innate worth. For just like arriving today and being here now, you are worthy. Now what do you want to be worthy of? Do you want to be worthy of more peace of mind? That's what I teach. I teach peace of mind practices through going within so that we don't go without. We're starving for connection, and we're seeing all of these false connections, this rampant over-sexualization of young people from a very young age, that we think that really our own true power comes through that, and that's not true. So we want to work beyond that and say, oh, there's an even greater power that we have. And I'm valuable and I'm worthy to accept that mission. Remember, a mission impossible. It's should you choose to accept this mission? So do you choose today to accept the mission of effortless expansion into who you want to become? Or are you going to settle and be who you've always been? Because everybody says you couldn't change. You couldn't stop drinking. You couldn't give up drugs. You couldn't stop, you couldn't get out of a bad relationship. You couldn't get into a good relationship. And that's where it is my great joy to be your cheerleader, to hold your hand, to weave a light path for you towards something even better. The self-awareness, this is a natural process. We all have a longing and a desire within us. We all have this code that we may or may not recognize because we're too distracted, we're too strung out, we're too nervous, we're too stressed, we're too busy. I couldn't possibly take 7 minutes of serenity to clear my mind, to plant better seeds of desire for something better coming along. Take a breath now. Expand within to that belly, engage that powerful pelvic point, and now just exhale. And just notice where in your body are you feeling. And are you willing to tap into that feeling and say, oh, this is joyful anticipation, as opposed to this is, anxiety and dread, fear, loathing. And would you like to realize that you're worth more? That you're valuable and that you are worthy of having peace of mind, moving to purpose, opening up to real prosperity. Prosperity of loving the self, seeing beauty within. Prosperity of health and right work and right relationship, and let it ever expand for you or even out. Surrender, release, and let that go as I wind this call down, this mini call today. I invite you to just question. Don't worry about the answer. Am I worthy? And what do I value? What do you value? And how can we together create something even better moving forward? So I want to wish you well from here. I invite you to go to the website, www.lisagiroux.com, and I just posted my 7 ways to move towards greater health, happiness, and wealth as we're moving into mastery. This is a pick a day. Every day it's a new technique, and by the end of the 7 days, we have a few little new tools or a little dusting off of some old tools. So go ahead and read that article and please share it with like-minded souls. Wishing you well from here. Namaste.